Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, I always love our conversation, so thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come sit or come talk with us.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it's always good. Thanks, Aiden.
So, kind of looking at something we always like to do, we always like to spotlight an organization within the community that we think is doing a lot of good over there in Emery County. So who are you going to give that shout out this week?
Yeah, let's give that shout out to the health department. Just helping us fight opioid, challenges that we have in the community, always supporting community with the health of our community. So they've been a great partner, and grateful for all that they do in our community.
Yeah, we had the chance to speak to them a while ago about that harm reduction program that's aiming to fight opioids, and it's just, there's a lot of good that can come from that, and they're really putting the time into our community to help us really combat that epidemic.
Yes, yep, they are, and we're seeing it move the needle a little bit. We're having, a little less, challenges, I guess, through that. And so we're able to see it move the needle a little bit. So it's been good.
Yeah, and then yesterday, of course, was the Emery County Commission meeting. Always exciting to see what's on the agenda for these things. And one that really caught my eye is the inland port that we've been in talks for a while. That was on the agenda yesterday.
Yeah, the Inland Port Authority, they're an organization through the state, and they presented in commission meeting and talked to us about kind of their relationship they would like to have with the county. And some of the benefits from the Inland Port would be site areas for business recruitment, some infrastructure, and then there's some funding that comes through that relationship to help businesses expand and grow. So the recruitment part's great. As we know, property taxes are not fun, but we need to find ways to mitigate that and help our residents through the tax base, through businesses. And so we want to explore that partnership and see what we can do in the future to look at site areas and potentially partner. So it was a really good discussion.
Between that and the sale of the research center and kind of the land that goes along with it, there's a lot of opportunities in Emery County for businesses to come in and kind of have that infrastructure available to start working immediately, which could be a massive economic driver for the county.
You bet. Creating jobs, tax base, and really partnering with that research center and industrial park would be a huge, huge win for our community.
And then another item that really kind of stood out is the tourism and marketing team received a grant yesterday to help with event advertising.
Yeah, they did. I'll talk a little bit about that. So the travel office applied for a grant for event marketing. And this is really nice because our focus has been county events and trying to monetize the success of those events. And we're able to get some really good data on visitors. And so having that extra money to have more events and, help our current events get bigger. And if anybody out there is interested in running an event in Emery County, we have resources to help them, whether it's paying for prizes or, baseball tournaments that are run through the county. We're able to purchase rings and do different things to help those tournaments run through marketing. So those are marketing dollars that are used. And so that's been great, and hopefully it continues to be successful.
And then kind of on the topic of events, the summer season may be ending, unfortunately, but, the city celebrations are still continuing. We have a few more left to go over there in Emery County.
Yeah, we do, and these fall events are a lot of fun. We have Peach Days, September 5th through the 7th. That's always great. And then we have Melon Days, September 20th through the 21st. So all of you softball enthusiasts, you can sign up for the softball tournament at coalcountryevents.com. So if you're looking at a softball team, either co-ed or men's, please sign up for that. But those are fantastic events to wrap up the fall.
Yeah, and just it's always exciting seeing what these celebrations do. I mean, both Peach Days and Melon Days, they kind of send out the summer season around here. But it's always so much fun, especially just all, the variety of events you get to go along with them.
Yes, a huge variety of events. I know there's a golf tournament on the Friday with Melon Days, and then Peach Days, they have all kinds of things surrounding Peach Days. So always look forward to the food and the activities. I'm a sucker for.
Yeah, and then another event coming up. We actually have one this Saturday, and I believe it's a car show type of deal.
Yes. Yeah, so actually it's the WB family. It's a car and bike show fundraiser at the rec center. So the registration starts at 9 a.m. So yeah, if you have a beautiful car or bike, if you want to enter in the bike show, and that is August 24th at 9 a.m. If you want more information, you can go to the WB Bike Family on Facebook to get more information.
And just so much going on over there in Emory County. And Commissioner Jordan, it's always a pleasure, but unfortunately we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just the last thing would be we are hiring a manager at the airport, Dal Guymon. He's been there for a while. Just wanted to let the public know that he'll continue to be out there. But other than that, thanks for everything, and everybody enjoy your fall. And it's football season, so that's good.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much again. Again, that was Commissioner Jordan Leonard from Emory County. We were talking about all things Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.